Well, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about the Christmas season. Yes, I said Christmas season already. You know what that's like. Lots of fun, lots of gifts, lots of family, lots of, the things that we like. Not everybody is that fortunate, however. We're going to see if we can help make some days brighter here this morning. We have a couple of guests joining us in this morning, representing the Atlantic Evangelical Free Church, Stacy Pellett and Michelle Behrens, in with us here this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We've talked in the past about the Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas Child Program. It's been successful for you, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It's been a program that has been well taken by our community and surrounding communities, and we're really pleased that it's continuing to have its success.
Yeah, piles and piles of stuff, boxes of stuff that's going off to a good cause. Are you ever surprised how many places that these items come from, how many people bring them in, not just from your church or from this community, but from a larger community?
We really are. There's a lot of groups that decide to do this as a service project, or groups that get together with friends or with their quilting club or with their cooking club, or groups of at work that decide to do this. In just last year, there were over 6,000, almost, 6,195 boxes that were brought in. Wow. From the Southwest Iowa community. And that's 6,195 kids whose lives are going to be touched. So it's really amazing that the outpouring of love that we see out of this community.
That's awesome. Did I see this is the ninth year that you're doing this now?
That's probably right. I've kind of lost track, actually. So that's probably correct, yeah.
That's a lot of lives touched over those years when you have that many. What'd you have the first year? Do you remember?
I remember.
Not 6,000.
No. It wasn't, because I remember the second year we came in here, we sat across from you and we said, let's set a goal. And I think we said 2,000. We wanted 2,000 boxes, I think. And I remember we all looked at each other and thought, wow, if we can get 2,000 boxes, we have really arrived. And we've tripled that. And that's just the generosity of people around the Southwest Iowa. So amazing.
It is. We talk boxes. We're talking about boxes of stuff, things, whatever. Let's get into the nuts and bolts here, the details. Boxes of what? What are you talking about?
Oh, boxes of lots of things. You can get a box from us at church if you need a box, but a regular shoebox is what you need to fill. And you're filling it with items to bless anywhere from 0 to 2-year-old, 2 to 4-year-olds, 4 to 8. 4 to 8, and then 8 to 12. And it's boy and girl.
And 14 to 16.
Oh, yep, that's right. So they're all basically kids, and you're filling them with non-perishable items. You can't put food in there. If you put hard candy, that's acceptable, and a little sweet treat. But it's things like crayons and rubber balls and toys, and not violent toys, of course, you know, but things that they can use, socks and mittens maybe, or what else?
Sunglasses and toothbrushes. And, you know, sometimes we forget that even hygiene items are things that they don't have, but also just things that would bring a little bit of joy to their lives. You know, as Michelle said, colors, but coloring books, jacks, you know, and little balls, just playing cards, any kind of thing that will allow them an opportunity. Jump ropes is another really good one to put in there.
Yep.
You know how hard it is to buy for our children when we think about whether it's our children, our nieces, nephews, grandkids. We have to think long and hard because they have pretty much everything it seems like they want anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to work this hard at it for these folks. These are children who don't have a lot of those simple things.
No, you're right, Jim. These children don't have anything, you know, in most cases. And this may be the only gift that they ever receive in their lifetime. And it comes with a lot of love, and it comes with a message. And the message is, you know, preaching about the Lord Jesus Christ and in their language. And so it allows us to spread the good word of him. And also it just is a great way to do something maybe with your own kids. I know Stacy does a great job with her own kids. They put letters in and maybe a picture of who they are, and, you know, let them know that, hey, there's someone from in Iowa across the world that cares about you and has made this box just only for you.
The really neat thing, if I could add one more thing, is when you can pay for the postage online to send it, it's like $7 or $8 to pay for the postage online. But the neat thing is then you can track that box to its final destination and know that it's been delivered. So my children and I will do that, and then we'll watch to see. And sometimes we've never even heard of that country, and we'll have to go look it up on the map. And so it's just as much educational for our family to learn a little bit about the country where this box has been sent to and think about the kinds of lives that they lead. And we are humbled every time, because we think, to your point, we have so many things that we can be so thankful for, and they're fortunate to have running water, or they're fortunate to have a roof over their heads. Those are things we never even think about.
Or parents.
We have parents.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We have parents, and sometimes they don't.
That's right.
Talk a little bit about where this stuff is going. We talk about where it's going. You never know. Do you know ahead of time? Do you know a general area, or is it just up to the folks that are in charge of the program?
You know, I don't know a specific area at this time, and I'm not sure if Dave Heifel, who runs our program here locally, does yet either. Sometimes we know ahead, but most of the time we don't. Africa is probably the biggest continent area that where we most of the boxes go to. So generally they would be warm weather, but not always. It just kind of depends. And
I think we've had India in the past once or twice, and we've been able to send some cold weather stuff. I remember one year we packed all cold weather stuff, and it went to a very hot weather place. But, you know, it could possibly get cold there, and they probably have no access to that. But they'll use it. No matter what they get, they'll use it.
Get it figured out. Some of the places it's going are, I guess what we would refer to sometimes as third world type areas. They don't have a lot of the common conveniences that we have. So, you know, if you've got a bunch of DVDs you're thinking of sending, probably not a good idea.
No, it would not be a good idea.
Probably not. And that's a really good point. Is once these boxes are collected, they go up to the collection center in Minneapolis. And they're gone through to make sure that there's nothing that's included in there that would spoil in the box, you know, chocolate that might melt or nail polish that might burst and ruin the things. But they also make sure that there's nothing in there that would impact the kids negatively. So Michelle mentioned no violent toys. We would not think anything about putting little G.I. Joe figures in there. But if it goes to a country that's known nothing but war, it's their whole lives, that's not an appropriate toy. So they make sure that the boxes are appropriate for their ultimate destination, and then they close them up. They put information in there about Christ, and then they close them up and send them off. But if accidentally something does get in there that's inappropriate, it will be pulled out in the best interest of the children.
Sure. When you look at some of the programs that are going on around the world these days to help out different things, this one seems so obvious. You've left a little room there, though, for folks to be creative, too, because, you know, what's the standard cost of a box? I mean, it could be, I guess, as much as you want to put into it, right?
Right. You can, when we first started doing this, I went through kind of like the junk drawer of my kids' things and found, oh, look, here's an old bouncy ball, or here's a toy from McDonald's that we never opened, you know, and kind of upscaled or recycled some of that, some of those things. And as long as they're in good quality condition, absolutely. So, you know, you can even go down to Salvation Army and check out something that might be not a lot of money there. It doesn't have to be something that you just go buy off the store shelf. Mm-hmm. Yes, it has to be in good condition, but ultimately, however much you spend is up to you. And it can be things you make, too.
Sure. I know they use the term shoebox, and we kind of get a general idea from our experiences what that is. Is that about the size box you're looking for? Is there kind of a standard size? Or?
Yep, that's exactly what it is, a standard shoebox. And if you, like I said, if you don't have a shoebox that you want to part with at home, the church has a box that you can make real quick, and or there'll be boxes made up, actually, that you can grab and use one of those, too.
Okay. So we want to drive the point home, too, that while this is spearheaded locally here by the Atlantic E-Free Church, it is open for anyone who has a little room in their heart and a little extra space in the budget to be able to help out somebody who otherwise doesn't get to experience Christmas.
That's right. This is part of the Global Ministry Samaritan's Purse, which is run by Franklin Graham, who's Billy Graham's son, obviously. And so it's just a worldwide ministry that we're very fortunate to have the opportunity to be a part of.
Very good. We're going to put these boxes together, fill them with great stuff. What do we do with them?
Well, you're going to drop them off at the E-Free Church on the corner of 22nd and Chestnut. And it starts on November the 12th, and it runs through the 19th, and there's some hours. Most of them are evening hours during the week, 5 to 7. So you can there'll be someone there to take your box, even pray over the box with you if you'd like. And then we'll put it in our bigger boxes to be put onto the semi. Also Saturday from 9 to 5, Sunday 1 to 6, and then the last Monday of the 19th from 1 to 5.
All right. I know we're talking about Christmas already, but remember, we have had that first snow.
We have had the first snow.
Yes,
you're right.
So it's not completely crazy. Well, that is completely crazy, actually.
But if you go to the stores, there's some Christmas things out in the aisles. So
absolutely. Well, it doesn't have to be Christmas-related things.
No, absolutely.
They're looking for anything useful, especially for the children, something to keep them busy while the folks are worrying about day-to-day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Very good. And if folks want to know more about this, how do they find out more? Is there a way online?
Absolutely. They can check out our website, the Atlantic Free Church website, or you can contact Dave Highfield, and his phone number is 249-1415.
And I know SamaritansPurse.org is another location folks can go to find out more. And if you have any questions at all, I'm sure you could probably just call the church, and they could give you whatever information you need. They want as many people to participate as possible. What percentage of folks show up with more than one box?
Ooh.
Lots?
I would say the majority of folks show up with more than one box. It's sometimes fun. What we've always done with our children is whatever age they are, because I have a boy and a girl, so whatever age they are, they get to pick. And then last year we crossed, and Carter bought for a girl and Callie bought for a boy. And that was challenging for them to think about what would be fun for them. This year we're going to join a group of families and do a multiple like evening pack. And so we're all going to bring a whole bunch of little things and then get as many shoeboxes out of it as we can. So it's just lots of ways that you can participate. But I would say the vast majority of people have at least two boxes that they bring in.
Sure. That's awesome. Great educational opportunity, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Youth groups are one thing that's a lot of youth groups in town will do it, too, including our own. And I know the Catholic Church one year that was kind of part of the confirmation group that did it. And that was awesome. You know, it's not just our church. It's anybody. It's anybody who wants to spread some joy throughout the world.
Might be a good little fun evening and event for some maybe 4-H groups or something, too.
Absolutely.
That's a great, opportunity for them, or school groups, civic groups. Like I said, every now and again, there's some quilting clubs that do that, and they will get together and make little handmade quilts, or they'll knit some things. And we've had some beautiful knitted hats that have come in over in the past that people have handmade. So there's just lots of groups that take advantage of this opportunity.
Absolutely. Collection time again, November 12th through the 19th. It's coming up in a hurry. Boy, is it coming up in a hurry. So make sure you get that process started and put a smile on some youngsters' faces who may not otherwise have a reason to smile on Christmas Day. Hey, thanks for coming by, Stacy, Michelle. Appreciate it very much. And thanks for all you guys and Dave and everybody else at the E-Free Church do here in town to help this program.
Thanks for having us.